Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. See, would you mind sharing your zip code?
Yeah, I would.
All right. Well, no worries. Do you happen to be registered to vote in New York?
Say that again, my what?
Yeah, are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, in terms of gender, what would you say you think of yourself as?
Female.
Female? All right. So, would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
Yeah, I would.
All right.
I'm over 60. How's that?
All right, thank you. So, are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your race?
White.
White, all right. So, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right, thank you. So, back in the 2020 general presidential election, so many 4 years ago, for who did he vote for?
What is the point of this?
Well, it is a political survey.
Okay, and is this looking at one candidate in particular?
It's a little bit in general because it doesn't necessarily just talk about candidates. It's also about political issues.
All right. I voted when I'm trying to think of who was running in 2020. Well, Biden. Yeah, Biden.
Biden, all right. So as you may know, there is going to be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote? Are you almost certain? Probably? Are the chances 50-50? Are you probably not going to vote, or are you definitely not going to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. So how motivated are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10?
Very.
All right, so a 10 then?
Yep.
All right. So how much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means no power at all, and a 10 means a lot of power.
Well, there's a lot of power.
So a 10?
Yep.
All right. So could you please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement? And the statement goes, regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you agree with this or disagree? Or are you neutral?
Agree. Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
All right. So regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you feel that each of the following matters to you much this year? So I'm going to read you a list of issues, and if you could tell me if this matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or it does not matter at all. And the first one is protecting LGBTQ rights.
And, okay, I'm sorry, and my choices are what?
There,
strongly agree?
This matters a lot. Matters.
Oh, matter.
Does not matter.
It matters a lot. It matters a lot.
All right. Election for Congress, meaning House of Representatives or the Senate?
Matters a lot.
Protecting abortion rights?
Matters a lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Matters a lot.
Matters a lot. All right, thank you. So we know people get busy when it's time to vote. So how likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? And for each one, if you could say nothing will stop you from voting, you want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, you're going to vote. Or do you doubt you're going to vote? Or no chance you will vote? Those are the categories. And the first one.
Okay,
is,
for everything, it's there's nothing will stop me from voting.
All right. All right. So I know it's like a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
All right. And if they were held today, the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, and independent candidate, or are you undecided? Or are you not going to vote for that?
I'm trying to think. I don't think any of my representatives are up for election this year.
All right. So would you say you're undecided then?
Yeah, you can say I'm undecided.
All right. But if you did have to choose, would you say you would lean towards voting for a Republican candidate, no matter who it is, or a Democratic candidate?
No. Oh, no. It depends on who it is.
All right. No worries. So if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much motivated would you be to vote on the 2024 elections? Would you
say very motivated.
All right. So much more motivated?
Yes.
All right. And how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, the constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, not much, or nothing at all?
I'm sorry, you're going to have to repeat that. I just closed my garage door and I couldn't hear what she said.
Sure. So the statement is, how much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. All right. So, well, here's a text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. So, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So a yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. So if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
Yes, all right. So, based on what you read about this amendment, or what I just told you, do you think this amendment would strengthen voting rights protections, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents or rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, prevent discrimination-based age, give voting rights to immigrants, and or protect abortion in the state constitution?
What are my answer choices?
You choose kind of like all the ones that you think are...
Is this yes or no?
No, for this one, all the ones I just read you, it's kind of like check all that apply, meaning from all of those, which ones do you think this amendment would do?
I can't answer that because I have not actually read the proposition, and I would need to read it in order to fully understand it.
All right. Well, would you like me to then read the kind of Prop 1 again? Because this is a question I can't just skip, unfortunately.
Sure, go ahead.
All right. So the text Prop 1 says, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. So based on that, based on like what I just said about this amendment, do you think that this amendment would, and you can check all the ones that you think apply, and it's strengthen voting rights protections, prohibit housing discrimination, remove parents' rights over children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put LGBTQ protections in the state constitution, prevent discrimination based on age, give voting rights to immigrants, or put protections for abortion in the state constitution?
Okay, and I'm supposed to pick which ones it does?
Yeah, which ones do you think the amendment would do?
I think it would protect LGBTQ rights. I think it would protect discrimination in housing. I'm trying to remember everything you said.
Right. If you would like, you can just choose two options, or you can choose as many as you would like.
All right, let's just leave it at the two then.
All right. So now knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion in the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes? Probably vote yes. Probably vote no.
Yes. I would vote yes.
Definitely?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote for Prop 1, which is the amendment that would protect abortion rights?
Would I be more likely to vote for the vice president?
No. It's compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment?
No, I'm motivated to vote on Prop 1.
All right, much more motivated?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a series of statements, and for each one, if you could please tell me if you agree or disagree on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you strongly disagree with the statement, and a 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. And the first one is, the government should not be able to discriminate against ever anyone.
Strongly agree.
It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
I'll put an 8 on that, I guess. Right. It was scale 1 to 10.
Yeah, scale 1 to 10.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
It's important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
I'm going to give it that a 7.
Everyone deserves a chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
I'm going to say 9 on, give it an 8.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10. And children are being defined as what?
Well, I believe children would just be minors. I believe under the age of 18 who just can't truly consent to certain types of decisions.
Well, I'm gonna give that a 7.
7? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short statement about Prop 1. So the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to the New York State Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time where we are, seeing state governments and court walks right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. So after hearing this, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment?
Yes.
All right. So over the course of the survey, people changed their minds, but it's totally okay if you haven't. So as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not?
Certain.
All right. So which of the following do you find more convincing? Statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It would strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Or statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They're simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
That one. The last one.
All right. Statement B, much more or somewhat more?
Okay, I couldn't figure out where your line of definition was. It was the one that I think a lot of those things are false.
Yeah, that one is statement B. So would you say that statement B was the one that says that these claims are false and just not credible, and that that one.
Right.
Would you say you agree with that one much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
All right, thank you. So now I'm just going to read you some short statements that people have said that are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. And for each one, if you could tell me, in your opinion, how motivating is this statement to vote for it? A 0 meaning not at all motivating, a 5 meaning somewhat motivating, and a 10 meaning extremely motivating. And the first one is, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been about 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now more than ever, New Yorkers leave it up to the whims of out-of-touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is a permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
10.
Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November. Hello?
Yeah, I said 10.
10? Oh, all right, thank you. The government is supposed to work for our people, not discriminate against citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Yeah, 10.
Right now, the New York Constitution has a loophole that leaves many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to no to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, does not protect the rights of all those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So now I'm just going to, now based on like kind of everything you just heard, again, there's a text about the Prop 1. Would you like me to read it again? Or do you think you got it?
No, yeah, I think I got it.
All right. So would you vote yes or no on it?
I would vote yes.
All right. So after reading kind of all that information, are you more likely or less likely to vote on the November 2024 elections for president, Congress,
oh,
and state?
God. I am going to vote unless hell freezes over. I will all be right. Voting no matter
all
what.
Right. So would you say it makes no change? Because, like, you're going to vote either way.
Correct. Yes.
All right. Thank you. So how motivated are you to vote? Would it still be a 10? Extremely motivated?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So in terms of, like, sexual orientation, what do you identify yourself as?
Female. I think we already established that.
No, sexual orientation, meaning, like, straight
heterosexual.
All right. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, all right. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
All right.
Well, yeah, not, mm-hmm. Okay. Not under the age of 18, right?
All right, thank you. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
All right. And would you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I guess what's the definition of strong versus non-strong? I consider myself a middle. I mean, I am not a far right, far right or far left. I always get those mixed up. I'm not. I don't consider myself necessarily a progressive, you know, like an AOC person.
All right. Well,
I consider myself more middle of the road.
All right. Well, I believe a good definition is just basically a strong Democrat just means you like vote a straight line ticket for Democrats. You like.
And I don't always do that.
All right. So would you say you're not strong then, since you do tend to like maybe vote for some other candidates, regardless if they're Democrats or not?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
Yep.
So how would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Retired. All right. Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? You can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
Not saying.
All right. No worries. All right. Well, then this will conclude your survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.